and bring them with you, because we may not have enough to give out a whole new set of sheets each night to everybody that continues to come. We want to hold some back for people who may come for the first time. So if you can keep the sheets in your Bible or someplace in your possession and bring them back with you when you come, then that will save us maybe running out so soon. The only other request that I have about those sheets is that you don't make paper airplanes out of them and float them around during the meeting. Now, if you want to do that at home, of course, I have no control over that. But here at the meeting, that's one thing that I might frown on. All right, let's turn to the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, one of my favorite books in the Bible. I don't know if it's right to have favorite books or not. I hope it is, because I really have to honestly say that I think the book of Philippians is one of my most favorite books. And I think if we're probably honest with ourselves, we would all say that we do have, at least to some extent, some preference. I doubt if most of you would say that the book of Habakkuk or Malachi is your favorite book of the Bible. Now, that does not mean that those books aren't important. They are as much of the canon of Scripture as the Gospel of John, and they are very, very important. But they are not as easy to understand. They are certainly not devotional books. They are not good books to use for family devotions, because I can guarantee you that you can drag your children through some of those, and unless they understand what they're reading, they're not going to get very involved in it. And most people don't spend enough time in those minor prophets to explain what they really do mean and to study them out. So they are not devotional. I don't use them for my devotions anyway, but they are a part of the Word of God and equally important. But we do come to the book of Philippians this evening, and these sheets that you have are going to serve for all four messages that we hope to bring in this series this evening, tomorrow evening, and again twice on Sunday. Let's read from the book of Ephesians, or Philippians chapter 1. I, Paul, and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, who are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my witness how greatly I long after you all in the tender mercies of Jesus Christ. This I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which have happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, becoming confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am sent for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. Emphasize, Christ is preached. And in that I do rejoice, and yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and to my hope, and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labors. Yet what I shall choose, I know.